Aquapics, taking a look at what people on Twitter are saying about the hottest crime stories of the day. Football games, the home of passionate fans, hard tackles, and the occasional amazing play, but also the home of brawls, beatings, and shootings? That's the sound of the crowd reacting to a brawl in the stands at a preseason game in San Francisco, and Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal tells us it didn't stop there.
One man was found badly beaten in a bathroom at Candlestick Park. Later on, another man was found shot in the stomach in the parking lot. Then in another area of the parking lot, yet another man was found shot. The man most badly injured was wearing an anti-49ers t-shirt Saturday night when they played the Raiders.
It was pretty scary. It actually left a little bit earlier, me and my friends, because of the fact that we didn't want to get caught in the parking lot.
Police say they partner with 49ers security staff for all games at the park, but when they play the Raiders, they always add extra officers, and they say they did so this weekend.
The annual game between the Cross Bay rivals is now on hiatus, which is at IMCMD and at Jerry McDee talking. A 76-year-old assistant scoutmaster is dead, stabbed to death as he led a group of 11 and 12-year-olds on a Boy Scout hike. Arthur Anderson had been involved with the Scouts for more than half a century and had stopped to point out a tree on the Nickel Plate Trail in northern Indiana when police say he was stabbed to death in an unprovoked attack. The crime has stunned the Twitter sphere, including at Chris Monty and at Mila Begg. The suspect, 22-year-old Shane Galitko, was arrested after leading officers on an 8-mile chase. Lastly, she's a woman many on Twitter say got away with murder. Literally. Casey Anthony is back in the news and back in the state of Florida. Attorney Jose Baez confirmed to Fox News Sunday night that Anthony has returned and will meet the deadline to check in with Orange County probation officers if her attempt at an appeal of her sentence in a check fraud case fails. The pictures that surfaced of Anthony in Ohio have also been confirmed as, in fact, being the Florida mother. The Twitterverse? Still disgusted with her, such as at I Love Gabs and at Billy Corbin. I'm at Chris Honig, and those are your Hot Topics on Fox News Radio.